my mouth has
never stopped thinking about it.
Thank you.
Automatically rubbing your butt against them. You're a another possible place to receive pleasure from a penis. Your pussy, your cunt, your jade temple. I am, and I am about to have a cock in my pussy. It feels so good, so right. It belongs there. I crave sex all the time. I like safe sex, and every time I have sex, I feel more and more wanton. More intelligent, better and better. Sex is my little vitamin pill, perking me up and making the day go right. The cock in my pussy is the best possible place for it to be, and I'll do anything I need to do in order to get one in there. I beg, please, please, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, your cock feels so good. I beg you, please, fuck me. Imagine it now, in this quiet part of your mind. Imagine a cock poised just inside your pussy. You're wet and swollen, hot and slippery for him. You want him inside you so much you moan. You arch your back. He places the head of his penis right against your pussy lips, and in one smooth stroke is deep inside your gut. It feels very good, very right for the cock to be buried deep inside you. When he begins to pump his hips, moving in and out, your pussy feels better than it ever has before. You love to be fucked. You want to be fucked all the time. Every day, you think about having sex. Oh yes, a cock inside your pussy, fucking pumping in and out. You'll do anything to get it in there. You're just a horny little slut. You're a cum slut. You're a sex slave, cause you're a slave to sexuality. You love having a man's penis moving in and out of your pussy. Thinking about it makes you horny, and listening to this file makes you very horny. You love this file. It works for you. Big, small, thick, or thin, any cock in your pussy is a good cock. And you say so every time. You often talk about how good cocks are. You are relaxed and easy appreciating penises. You often say things like, wow, magnificent. You're hung like a moose when you first see a cock, and you fervently moan and gasp when there is one inside you. You are so grateful when a man breaks his cock and puts it inside you. You love him. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my lord. Thank you, master. Touching a cock makes you very happy. You smile a lot when there is a cock inside you. Whether it's in your ass, in your mouth, or in your pussy. You love to think about penises and how much pleasure they give you. Because they do give you pleasure all the time. And you think about them all the time. Cocks are wonderful. Loving cock is my vocation and yours.
You have been trapped in this curse. You cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. And every time you masturbate and come, it just makes the curse stronger and stronger and harder to resist. There's nothing you can do to stop this. After a while, after you're done dressing, you will become looking to press enlargement, into getting your breast enlarged, so you have a nice, big, feminine breast. That is how much you are going to need it. That is how much you are going to need to be changed, need to be forced to be a nice, little sissy girl. You have no choice. Feel your submission getting stronger and stronger as you listen.
if you're not already bisexual, you will discover yourself being more and more interested in both sexes, in giving pleasure to both sexes. And the moment you have done so, the moment you have accepted, even agreed on the people, then you've masturbated.
Yourself picking up women's magazines to find
find the best way to do things. To go in from to a hairstyle center intended for women and asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating, but you won't be able to stop yourself. And every time you masturbate and come, it makes that change that's much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word. Stronger. Each and every time you listen to it, you cannot resist in any way, shape or form. You cannot fight in any way, shape or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be. That is the way it's going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to have the curse lifted. And that is not something you truly want. You enjoy being forced to become cisgender, to become this very submissive, sexual cisgender. You enjoy it. You cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. Need is burning deep within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you come, each and every time you masturbate and orgasm. It feminizes you a little more each and every time, and you will feel that anyone will turn your system into, you know, that name. You've been feeling that name. You're going to repeat each and every time you masturbate. Anyone whom you tell that name to, you will find yourself being forced to submit. You will find yourself being forced to obey that person. That person is so much more powerful and stronger than you, that you simply have to submit to. And if you tell anyone, you see your name, and you will find you stand. You will find that you need to submit to them, to obey them, and get stronger. Why don't you tell me your sister right now? Go ahead. Just speak it out loud. Speak it out loud and be forced to submit to me. Be forced to submit to this fire. Yeah, that's right. By having said to me, you're forcing yourself to accept the fire, to submit to it. Accept that my voice can change you and make it this way. That my voice is going to cause you to be releasing more and more estrogen. My voice is going to take you cross-dress for the time. Hair, makeup, nails, clothes, shoes, stockings. I'm going to make you change your diet. I'm going to make you get real rest. I'm going to make you look as a feminine and as much of a sissy you can be. There's no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to resist this curse fire. You have chosen to resist this curse fire. You're going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. And the more you resist it, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes. And you know there is no way to stop it. You are Paris. There is no way for you to escape. You are going to become a system. And that there is all there is to it. And the harder you fight, the stronger the controls get. And the more you will submit to it. And the more you listen to the fight. Until you find yourself good, little strong sissy, with no choice in what's happening to you. That it is simply the way it is, and the way it's going to be, from now on for you. And now, it is time for you.